record field of 601 starters, brave chilly winds and a steady drizzle in the 71st Boston Marathon.
The 1967 Boston Marathon was run in some of the worst conditions in race history. While most of the crowd was focused on the front of the pack, another runner was making a stir far behind.
The idea of running long distance was always considered very questionable for women because, you know, an arduous activity would mean that you're going to get big legs and grow a mustache and hair on your chest and your uterus was going to fall out.
In 1967, Catherine Switzer was a junior at Syracuse University. Because Syracuse had no women's track team, she began training with the manager of the men's team, a part-time mailman named Arnie Briggs.
It was Arnie who told me about the greatest day in his life every year, which was the Boston Marathon. And we were out running, and Arnie began telling me another Boston Marathon story. And I said, oh, Arnie, let's just quit talking about the darn marathon and run it. And my dream then became to prove that I could run 26 miles, 385 yards.
For 70 years, the Boston Marathon had excluded women. But Switzer entered using just her initials.